This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can count my $76 among the hundreds of millions that Jurassic World pulled in this weekend. Here in the States, the final tally was a record box office high of nearly $209 million in its opening weekend. International was a record, too, at more than $300 million, of which China was a big, big part. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
The Chinese box office numbers roared in at more than $100 million.
I think it's not such a surprise.
Ann Kokas is a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia. She says China's going to keep setting records for American films.
At some point soon, we'll probably see the Chinese market becoming larger than the U.S. in every successive month.
There's a huge expansion in the number of theaters in China and a wealthier Chinese population. Michael Curtin is a professor of film and media studies at UC Santa Barbara.
So it's the sort of thing that Hollywood studios salivate about.
But Hollywood saliva alone does not land a movie on Chinese screens. The Chinese government allows only 34 movies a year to be imported. And Curtin says how exactly a film gets on that list is murky.
I don't think anybody in Hollywood can tell you. It has to do with relationships. It has to do with the nature of the film.
Curtin says these days studios work with Chinese censors in the earliest phases of planning a movie. Hollywood's also working on co-productions with Chinese studios to get around the quota. And broadly, it's all about the global audience. Janet Yang is a film producer. She says in the past, studios tried to appeal in a pretty rudimentary way.
Let's put a Chinese character or two into a Western, primarily Western production, or conversely, let's put a Western character or two into primarily Chinese production.
Now it's about finding truly organic international stories. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.